Hey, Carly, it's Patrick again. Is John there?
Hello, this is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, is David available?
David is my partner.
Hey, Tyler, my name's Zach with Bank of Cardiff. I had just received the application from you. I just saw that's the one contact name I saw on there. I apologize.
Yeah, I actually filled it out. David's my partner, yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you have a little bit of time to talk right now? I just wanted to see
for sure.
What you... Yeah, well, what were you looking to do?
So we have a warehouse here in downtown LA. I've been here for over 6 years now.
Okay.
And primarily my clothing line has occupied the building, but we are kind of downscaling the line. So we decided we should turn the space that we have into a co-work space. Are you familiar with that technology?
Yeah. Where people just kind of rent it like for a month, or, you know, if they're doing art project or something along those lines, or writing or something along those lines. Is that what I'm
That's more of like a shared space. So, I mean, co-work is similar. Yeah, I'm sure places call it a co-work too. But it's like if you heard of WeWork, is kind of the model that we're mimicking. So yeah, it's what you said and more. So there's like multiple levels of rental. So we have permanent offices, we have permanent desk spaces, and then we also have like a commons area where it's more of like a monthly membership.
Right,
so it's like a multifaceted space. I think what's unique about ours too is that it has the has more of like a, because it's an old warehouse, old cold storage warehouse, so we're kind of adding that warehouse aspect as well. So it's like full spectrum from manufacturing to tech startups.
Oh, wow. So yeah, you're offering a whole gamut of, different things. That sounds cool.
It's really cool. So most of the competition in downtown, two things that we're beating them on. One is just that aspect. Usually it's only like cookie cutter offices. So our space is a lot more unique. And then that whole manufacturing aspect and just like being in a 20-foot ceiling warehouse, just really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the second, we're like undercutting everyone by about 30%.
Nice.
And still like our profit, it still fits really well within like our budgeting and our profit stuff. So
okay.
A lot of these spaces are like in huge high rises, so they have to charge an insane like arm and a leg. So we're a little bit like, we're not in the heart of the high rises. We're a little bit on more east.
Yeah, I actually grew up in Los Angeles, in Woodland Hills.
Cool.
If you're familiar with that area,
Golden Hills.
Woodland Hills in the Valley.
Oh, Woodland Hills. Yeah.
I actually grew up there and moved down to here to San Diego. I went to San Diego State and just kind of never left.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I know people in San Diego. They love it down there.
Yeah, I couldn't bring myself to move back up after I graduated. I wanted to stay down here.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm definitely familiar with you're describing with downtown. You know, what kind of prices could you charge for a month, or is it going to be like on a monthly basis? Are you going to have longer types of contracts? Or
yeah, so we're requiring is 3 months, and then you know, anywhere up from there. So most of our tenants currently are looking at like more of like a 6 month to 1 year type of lease.
Okay.
And then the pricing ranges from anywhere between $500 to like $1,500 for a space.
Okay.
So it's definitely more, and that's another great thing about what we're doing is a lot of the demand right now for downtown is smaller spaces.
Right.
So a lot of like artists and, you know, small businesses and stuff like that, they're moving into the city, but all of the spaces that are available are either way too big or they're way too expensive.
Gotcha.
So we're kind of providing this huge demand for these people where it's like not very easy to find.
You know what?
Every time I put up a Craigslist ad, I get like 3, 4, 5 hits like
immediately.
Right away. Yeah.
I was about to say the pricing you're offering is like beyond reasonable. It's like almost like insane in a sense. Like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool. $500 for a month for a workspace. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a huge space though. You know, it's
right.
It's, you know, pretty small, but it's still, it, you know, it's still great. It's just great. It's still a great little office.
Yeah,
and, I mean, this is like probably, these are introductory rates too, is another thing that we communicate to everyone. Like, primarily, the biggest reason we're doing it is because we're still developing the space. You know, of course, that's why I reached out to you guys because we still have a little bit. Yeah, we still have a little bit of finishing up to do before. We basically need to make the space look sexy. To put in, like, the best words, the easiest words.
No, I understand. I understand. And every square foot counts, basically. You know, you got to make the best of every square foot, because what is, like, $1,000 a square foot or something crazy?
What's that?
Was it the pricing for the building, is it, like, you know, close to $1,000 a square foot or thereabouts?
Oh, that I'm paying?
Just for the building itself, for the space, you know, if you were to sell it.
Oh yeah, I mean, if I was to sell, yeah, I don't. So unfortunately, I don't own the property.
Ah.
I'm in a long term lease.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, basically, I was just saying that every square foot counts. I didn't.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Didn't mean to get off topic.
I got locked into a pretty good deal, though, so that's what makes it so, the potential of the space so great. It's
awesome.
We're paying, like, you know, less than a dollar, like around 60 cents a square foot.
Holy cow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's insane.
Hey, so is there a dollar amount in mind that you would need to help spruce up everything to get it the way that you're envisioning?
Yeah, so just a couple of days ago, we did kind of a cost analysis because, you know, this is something we've been working on the last 5 months. So this basically this loan would be just to, like I said, to tie up all the loose ends and to really, like, make the space look pretty. So we think that somewhere between 10 and 20 is kind of,
okay.
I mean, we could definitely make 10 work. We probably could even make like 8 work if we didn't qualify for 10. Okay. And then obviously 20 would just be like, we would be able to do a lot more.
Gotcha. Well, let me ask you this, a couple qualifying questions. And this will, you know, we can see what we can make available for you, potentially even more if necessary. So our loans are based off of the sales from the year previous for the business. Would you happen to have a ballpark on what you guys did as far as sales were concerned?
Oh, see, that's going to be an issue because we're... it's kind of a fairly new development.
Okay. Less than a year.
So the last year, we probably only had like one or two tenants, and I was mostly focused on doing the clothing line, not necessarily renting out the space.
Right. So my idea is this, using the sales from the clothing line, we So what do you think you did in sales for the clothing line?
Let's see.
You could even break it down like monthly, and I just multiply it by 12.
Yeah, I think
12.
Like we always average somewhere between 10,000 and 15,000 a month for the most part. I think.
Perfect. Yeah. So you're looking at, you know, 150, probably about 150,000 to 200,000 for the year.
Yeah, and we so we do screen printing, and we're tying this into the building, like to the warehouse LLC as well.
Okay.
I originally did it as just a side thing with the clothing line, but now we're including it with the warehouse. We've been doing because we have a bunch of screen printing equipment here.
Okay.
So we also offer that service. So we've been getting a lot of screen printing jobs, and so that's another income.
Yeah, if you were to combine, absolutely. If you were to combine everything, you know, what would you say ballpark wise it would be? Because it already sounds like you would be qualified for the 10,000 to 20,000 that you're looking for. You know, if you were to combine everything together, and if you wanted, it sounds like we could potentially get you more upwards of 30. But you know, that's if you wanted that.
So I think that the 10 to 15 a month, that's also including the
screen printing.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Another question, how would you rate your personal credit? You know, is it above average, maybe a little below?
I think it's below average, unfortunately.
Okay, would you say, you know, above 600? The national average is actually 690.
Yeah.
So
I am not sure, actually. I can't remember the last time I looked it up. Okay. I'm hoping my partner has a better credit score, but I'm sure it doesn't really matter, right? You'd have to have both of us be...
Yeah, and, you know, you really have to have god-awful credit for us not to be able to do something for the business. We deal with credit tiers A through D. I've actually helped folks bring on capital that had sub-500 credit scores. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, I was pretty amazed, pretty amazed myself. So, you know, having not the best credit is not the end-all be-all, and it doesn't disqualify you in any way. You know, we would just need to take a look at a couple documents, actually, to see what we make available for the business. We look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, probably for the clothing line, just to verify cash flow. We'd want to look at the most recent tax return as well, just to verify the sales for the business. And then do you have any current working capital loans out with the business or anything like that?
I think the clothing line might have one, but the warehouse doesn't have anything.
Okay, because I'm thinking that we'd want to go through the clothing line. That's where the most revenue is coming from. Would you happen to know, what the balance is with that loan or how it's structured?
Well, the only problem is the clothing line. We've taken a pause on. We haven't really been operating the business very much. That would be my only concern.
Would you say, in the past couple months that you're still maybe depositing upwards of 10 grand a month or doing that much as far as sales are concerned? Is it kind of
Yeah, in the warehouse bank account. So like I said, we've been transferring over the screen printing sales. So I have to check the... I can't remember. I think we opened that account only like 2 months ago, though. But
okay. If there's multiple accounts involved, we would just look at all those, and underwriting would combine everything together and figure, what you guys are doing on a monthly and yearly basis.
Okay. You guys might not be the best option because we get the tenants going, we'll have even if we could just rent out, we have 10 units that are almost available. We'd be generating somewhere close to $7,000 a month.
Well, check this out. We have very short-term loans. They can go for anywhere from 3 months all the way up to 24 months. And early payback is actually rewarded with discounts. So if you get that warehouse full of tenants, and you still have a balance, but you're bringing in $7,000 to $10,000 a month, you can pay that off early. And depending on the program we get you into, we would be able to forgive 5 to 6% of the remaining balance, or 25% of the remaining interest for that loan. So it sounds like there's a little bit of incentive there. Or just there's a reward, basically, for paying it off.
Yeah, that's great.
So there's definitely a bunch of different programs out there for you. It's just a matter of seeing where we can fit you in and provide something that wouldn't be a burden on the business but actually be beneficial.
Yeah, that's amazing, for sure.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is shoot you out an email the other documentation that we would require. And we'd also need an application from John as well, if possible. Since are you guys 50-50?
Oh, from David?
Oh, from David. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm 70. He's 30.
Okay. Can I send an application for you to fill out anyway, just in case? I don't want anything to hold up the process.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we submit, they'd be like, okay, we need information from the other owner. But we'll attach an application for David and then a list of the other documentation we require along with my direct dial. So if you have any questions at all, gathering that information, you can always give me a call. I'm here to help you out.
Perfect.
And then I have the warehouse at... And I can't see the second part of it here as your email address.
Actually, can you send it to my... That's our the warehouse email. I use that for, bookings and for the tenants. Is there any way I can give you my personal email?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What is that?
So that is Tyler at love, L-O-V-E, nail, uh-huh. like hammer and nail, N-A-I-L, tree.com.
.com. Gotcha. Hey, I will, Tyler, I'll have that email out to you in about 5-10 minutes. And again, my contact number will be on there. Any questions at all, please give me a call. Again, I'm here to help you out.
Great.
I look forward to
actually, thought of one other question. Sorry.
Sure, sure.
What's the turnaround time usually?
That's a great question. Once I receive your information, I package for underwriting. Typically, we can have feedback for you once underwriting receives the file in 24 hours. If you like our offer, have documents printed out to you, sign those, get them back to us, and typically it's another 48 to 72 hours to have you funded. So about a 4-day process in total.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
Great.
Any other questions besides that?
No, that's great.
Okay. Well, cool. I am about to shoot this email over to you. And again, any questions, give me a holler. And other than that, how quickly do you think you can get it back, the information back to me?
I'm hoping I'm going to see David tonight. So
okay.
Maybe me and him could sit down tonight and get everything put together, and I'll have it to you, emailed to you tonight.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I look forward to it. When I receive that, I'll either give you a holler or just shoot you an email, let you know that I received it and I started going to work for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great to meet and talk with you today.
Yeah, I hope you too.
Have a great afternoon, my friend.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.